All right, I'm looking forward to this chat. He was an outstanding footballer in his time. Started off at Geelong in the late 1980s, then ended up at St Kilda in the early 90s. Spent a few seasons at the Brisbane Bears before they came the Brisbane Lions. So he was a Bear and he was also a Lion. Then he decided to come to this side of the country and played 79 games with the Fremantle Football Club. He was the co-captain for a couple of seasons and was the fairest and best. Took out the Doig medal in 1999. We're speaking about Adrian Fletcher, and he joins us from Brisbane right now. Adrian, thanks for your time.
How are you, Ned? No, it was a good way to see Australia.
And, of course, you originated from Tasmania. I think your first club may have been Glenorchy, so you've been almost to every state.
I have. As I said, it was pack the Commodore up, get on the boat and see Australia, and then I've ended up staying in Queensland with the sunshine.
Although I must admit, we would challenge you. I was up in Queensland a couple of weeks ago. There was a bit of rain about. Well, here in Perth, I don't think we've seen a drop of rain for a long, long time. Can I ask you what it meant to you, being a boy, a young fella growing up in Tasmania, what it meant when the announcement came that Tasmania will be in the AFL in a few years' time?
Oh, look, it was quite emotional, actually, because I know the history down there, obviously all the greats, Peter Hudson, Royce Hart, that's who we idled as when we were growing up. We used to watch the winners on a Saturday night after playing football on Saturday, and that's all we used to do as a kid. And I actually joined up to be a member of the Devils. I put my $10, a big $10, but they've got 150,000 members already, which is, it's amazing. It's amazing. And hopefully they can get the stadium up and going, and I know that it's in the right location, so it'll be amazing when they get it going.
You said you got a bit emotional when Tasmania were announced in the AFL. How emotional were you when your young fella, who's 20 years of age, Jasper, made his AFL debut for the Brisbane Lions, one of your former clubs? I think it was round 14 last season against the Sydney Swans at the Gabba, and he kicked a goal on his debut. What were mum and dad like when that happened?
Oh, we're up and about. It's a journey. You know, you have your own journey in your football career, but the journey with your children from, when they're born, playing in the backyard and then wrestling and just to see that journey close up, and then when he gets an opportunity to run out with the same team that you run out, it was emotional. And we know there's no guarantees in the AFL, but, if you put the hard work in, you give yourself an opportunity, and he did that, and it was just it was good to see.
It's interesting, Jason Dunstall was elevated to legend status yesterday in the AFL Hall of Fame, and, of course, he came from Cooperoo, and I believe that young Jasper played his junior footy there.
You're on the money. He did. He went there tonight and did a clinic, and there was more kids there than they've ever had. So it's good to give back to community footy, and you've got to be humble, and you know where you start, and give back as much as you can. And he went there tonight and took training, and I think they loved it. It's a great opportunity for him.
I'll play this audio again. I played it at the top of my program when you were playing for Fremantle. It was Subiaco Oval. I think you were playing St Kilda. It was very, very early in the game. I think the Saints had kicked two goals and the Dockers won, and then this happened.
The outer side maybe had the line in mind. Didn't get the bounce he needed, though. Fletcher, the centering kick. And the mark has been taken by umpire Carey.
That is unbelievable. I've never seen that.
I have never ever seen that.
He actually thought he was a player.
He had a vision.
Carey by nature. Carey by nature.
So, Adrian, you're in footy folklore because of that. Do you recall it?
I do recall it. I ended up flying over there about 3 years ago, and we did an ad on it, reenacted the kick. But I remember Brad Weir's face. It was going lace out towards him, and Peter Carey slipped inside him, and he hadn't had a possession in the first quarter, and he was spewing. He wanted to tackle Peter Carey. So. It's one of those ones that got me in the trivia question, so I'm there forever.
You're very popular at Fremantle. You were there when things weren't exactly going right, languishing towards the foot of the AFL ladder for the years that you were there. But you won the hearts of the Fremantle Dockers faithful. You were the player to win the first ever Glendinning Allen Medal for the Fremantle Football Club. Take us back to that derby.
Yeah, no, it was one of those games where we probably didn't have a great season, but you always have a chance to express yourself against the West Coast Eagles. It was very similar to a final every time we played them. We know it's a two-team town, and we just had a game plan that it just we knocked the ball into the corridor at stoppages, and we had Modra up front, and Modra kicked five, and it was just one of those days you just remember forever, because we just seen the joy of the Fremantle people the first time we ever beat them. And it was an amazing night. I think we went down back to Freo, and there was people everywhere hanging out of cars. We felt like movie stars for about 6 hours, but that was probably the most enjoyable I've ever had playing a game over there at Subiaco.
You certainly were an outstanding footballer. As I mentioned, you were first and best in 1999, which was probably your best season. But, of course, I think in 2000, Damien Drum may have been the coach, and he only won two games. We have seen that with the West Coast Eagles in the last couple of years. What was it like down at Fremantle when wins were so hard to come by?
Oh, look, if you know how far you got to travel to go and play games on the eastern states, and then you have to jump back on the plane and put your tail between your legs and go back home, it wasn't much fun. But we had some really good kids in Holland, Sinclair. There were some really good kids coming through the clubs, and Hazelbury and Pavlich. So you just put your hope in those kids, and you just wanted to show the way. Every time you pulled that jumper on, you just wanted to play at a high standard, so those kids understood, you know, what AFL was about, and we tried to do that. Sometimes, you know, as a senior player, that we weren't going to win on the day, but you always put your heart on your sleeve and made sure you put the club first.
You co-captained the club for a couple of years with Sean McManus. How did that go?
Yeah, it was interesting. I was probably the older statesman. Sean, he was one of the legends. He played at East Fremantle, and then he moved into the club, and he was well loved, and we did well in a losing year. We tried to motivate, we tried to lead by example on game day, and we probably thought that was the best way we could be leaders at the club.
And what were your early thoughts of Fremantle? Because they only came into the competition in 1995, and certainly the first few years were pretty rocky. You look back now at where they are in 2024, still no premiership, but they've got to a grand final. What are your thoughts on the evolution of the team in purple?
I really enjoy watching them on TV. I think they're playing a good brand. I know I play with Justin. I think he's a great coach. You know, they've got some really good young players, and I think they're playing a brand that can stand up in finals. They're playing contested brand, Sarong and Brayshaw around the middle, and I know they've got some injuries this year, but they're just looking good stead, and the foundation's there for them to really take off and have some successful years in front of them.
And your general perception of derbies, because we've got another one coming up here on Saturday night. We've seen the West Coast win their first game of the year, which makes it a bit more appealing. It is a West Coast home derby. But what are your thoughts on the derbies? You said it was a special game. Can I ask you, even though players that currently play say it's just another game, it never was it, Adrian?
There was never another game. It's to pump your chest out walking down the street on a Sunday or Monday after winning on the Saturday or Sunday night, whenever it is. It just makes you feel good around the town. We know that it's a two-team town, and there's either they barrack for the Fremantle or they barrack for West Coast. And I used to put it to it. I played in finals, and it was as good as a final, the atmosphere going, running out in the ground, and the lead into those games. They were tribal. As we know, tribal is the best football you'll ever play.
You made the number two famous for 4 years when you were at Fremantle. You played 21 games in 2001. Were you surprised that you were let go by the Fremantle Football Club? Did you believe you had a bit more football in you?
Oh, you always believe, don't you? That's what we've made up. I always believed I could have played on for a couple more years, but I just knew that, you know, if you was a coach and you had a young player in Hazelby playing in the middle and you had an old player of Fletcher at 30, you've got to hand the baton over, and that's what I did. I handed the baton over, and those boys played in the grand final, so it was the right choice. Hard as it is, that's just the nature of AFL footy. You've got to make sure you let the talent come through, and with my time, I had my time there, and my time was up.
I tell you what, Jasper's got some pretty good pedigree, hasn't he? Because you're an outstanding AFL footballer, as we mentioned. You played well over 200 games. And in fact, I'll just check, 231 all up. And Mum was okay, Narelle. She was an absolute star in the Women's National Basketball League as well. I think she played nearly 300 games. So the pedigree's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty lucky in that hand-to-eye coordination. He's got Mum's. He's got my look, so that's the most important thing. No, I think he's got his mum's look, so I think he's done okay.
I know it's very difficult. I know you spent some time as an assistant coach at Brisbane. Do you still help around the Lions, or you now distance yourself because Jasper's there?
Yeah, no, I try and just be a supporter now. I'm a mad supporter. It sits up in level three. I can't get down there to level one anymore. They won't let me down that close to the game, but sometimes you just sit up there and you'd wish that you were sitting in the coach's box, but I'll stick to being a supporter and just support him on weekends, and during the week I get to watch talk and watch 360 and the couch. I get to do that now, not at training.
Well, mate, you seem like you haven't lost any of your humbleness. We got to know that in the 4 years that you're here at the Fremantle Football Club. The times were tough, but I know you always held your head up high. You co-captained the side for a couple of years, and you're a real leader when things were a bit tough, certainly under the coaching tutelage of Damien Drum. Thanks for joining us, Adrian. I know a lot of people, a lot of Docker supporters would have loved to have heard from you, like they have done this afternoon, and see where you're at, and pass on our best to Jasper. Let's hope he has a long, prosperous career like his old man had.
Thanks for the opportunity, and good luck to the Derby. Is it Saturday night?
It's Saturday night at 6:10 Western Standard Time. So it's 8:10 over there in Brisbane. Sit down and enjoy it. Should be a decent game.
I think it will. I think it's always close.
Good on you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Adrian Fletcher joining us. I enjoyed the chat, as we mentioned. He was the very first Fremantle Dockers player to win the Glendenning Allen Medal, and certainly was a very important part of Fremantle's heritage, particularly in those early years. 5:20, you're with Peter Vlahos. This is Sports Day WA. Come and join us anytime on the text machine 0487 736 736 or the Scarborough Toyota open line 13 12 55.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolman, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.